This reading is from Mab Morris's The Bone Reader. This takes place after Kemeral Dusain has given Merkor his first bone reading, and part of it has come to pass. They're in court, and this is what happens. When my fortune was given me weeks ago, I'll admit I was at first very angry, such as I was days ago. But then Merkor laughed and told the story about the bone reading, telling about all the points that predicted what would happen with Lady Laura and her father, including the details of his crest. Queen Tadiri and two of her ladies laughed gently as he brought wry humor to the tale. He watched their eyes soften in their relief that he was not heartsore. Sophia contemplated him. Her expression was clear, though her father had already started negotiating an engagement. Many ladies of the palace would be delighted for him to bestow his attention and favor upon them. He smiled on them all, wondering if any were ready or willing to be wooed for sport or for advantage. King Larthor gave a robust laugh. Merkor, how did you come to ask this bone reader such a delicate question? There was a twinkle in his dark eyes. I heard the tale of her abilities on my return journey from Laura's father, Merkor told him. So, of course, you went to see her. Of course, my liege. They were burying their priest, and this woman was participating in the funeral. In a very common dialect, a villager told me that she can raid the bones and be learning all sorts of things from them. Larthor laughed again, and Priest Ferran leaned forward. No doubt you met a charlatan. There has been little magic in this realm for many years, if there ever was. I thought the same, Honorable Ferran. But what she predicted came to pass. Merkor turned his back to him and looked at the court ladies. I can tell you that my hands went through bones from her basket. The ladies squealed or gasped in horror, then laughed. The queen shuddered and laughed nervously. Perhaps we should send for her for our entertainment, she asked, seeing that her friends were amused. She's also a village priest, Your Highness, he said, enjoying Ferran's shocked look. We ought not remove her from her duties. But she predicted that Laura would not be true to you, she asked. Yes, without even having met her, Merkor exclaimed. The company laughed at his joke. Merkor was pleased by the court response and shrugged off the other predictions that suddenly clouded his minds. Even if the predictions about Laura came true, surely the others wouldn't. He felt a shiver of goosepress prickle his body. Someone important will die. In the glow of the praises that flowed his way, Merkor thought, surely it was a coincidence. He rubbed his arms and smiled at some barbed joke Harlan made. A few days later, more predictions come to pass. Caballero Merkor arrived in the tide of people hurriedly leaving the solar. The ladies Taria, Sophia, and Harlan supported each other as Lord Bus and a group of caballeros guided or guarded the ladies. The aide to the Hergelian ambassador, Sir Amek, stopped him, looking grim. This is bad. I must give this news to Lord Etrizu, he said to Merkor. What will this do for his treaty now? Merkor had known Amek for years. What happened, he asked, surprised that Amek had even bothered to alert him of anything. Go see, Amek said. I must go inform Lord Etrizu so he can know what to do with his precious treaty between the king's country and the queen's homeland. Merkor went to the doorway to see the king in a heap on the floor, stony, staring, clutching his queen, one hand in her cut hair. At first, he thought it was an awful lot of commotion for a haircut, some would have thought long overdue for a Piranian wife. In shock as the truth hit him, he breathed the first thought that came to mind. Great Gates, she knew, he said, as he stumbled forward in the press of people trying to leave. The world suddenly slowed as Merkor saw his words pierce the king's perception. The caballero could see the cold and numbness in Larthor's shocked and staring eyes. Merkor felt his own stomach turn to ice as Larthor turned to face him. It was the look no man wished to see from a liege lord. What did you say? the king growled, his voice low and dangerous. Merkor knew the voice. There was a rising anger in his king, but he was too stunned to stop himself. He cleared his throat with an effort and spoke louder. The bone reader. She knew. The reading she gave me. She told me someone would die. Horror had been rising. Now humiliation grew. He had not, could not have prepared for this situation, but it was horribly strange to realize that he might have done so because of the bone reader's predictions. With the king's glare upon him, Merkor stumbled backward. He'd never been clumsy in front of his liege and felt his stupidity and desperation keenly. His shock began to die as the cold in his belly grew. The world stopped. Merkor waited for Larthor's fury to peak. He waited. He listened to the pounding of his own heart and smelled fear in his sweat. He could hear Kemmerol saying inside his head, "Speak with caution and care. Even one wrong word will bring about more difficulty." Like a cannon shot out of the clear blue, suddenly smashing a wall, it came. Larthor roared. "Then get her here. Let her tell me who killed my Tadiri, your queen." Thank you.